Templeton County Board of Commissioners, October 15th, 2008, regular meeting. Chairman Jim Coppinger presiding.
Morning. I'd like to remind you, if you have any cell phones, if you'd please turn them on vibrate, please. At this time, Mr. Clerk, could you read the roll, please?
Commissioner Adams?
Here.
Commissioner Beck? Commissioner Brooks?
Mr. Clerk, can I tell you that we won't see, Commissioner Brooks is going to be running late, but he will be here. But Commissioner Beck and Dr. Mackey are out of town on the trip to South Carolina and will not be here today.
And did you say Commissioner Beck would be here?
Or? Commissioner Brooks will be here. He's just running late, but Commissioner Beck and Dr. Mackey will not be here today.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
Dr. Casavant?
Here.
Commissioner Henry?
Here.
Commissioner Hollander?
Here.
Commissioner Skillern?
Here.
Mr. Chairman Coppinger?
Here. Today, Commissioner Hollander has our invocation and our pledge to the flag.
Let's stand for prayer, please. Father, Lord, we just thank you for the opportunity to be here today, and we pray that you'll be with us in all the business we conduct, and we ask that you be with our county, and, Lord, we pray that you especially be with our country, and, Father, the ones that we each personally know that's having health problems and other problems, we ask that you be with them in a special way. We would remember Ms. Morris, Commissioner Adams' mother-in-law, that they're putting in a nursing home today, just be with this family during these critical days. And, Father, we thank you for this county and this great country we live in. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let us pledge the flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation,
Okay, you have your minutes from the last meeting.
Make a motion, we accept.
Okay. Got a motion by Commissioner Adams, a second by Commissioner Hollander. Roll call, please.
Commissioner Adams?
Yes.
Dr. Casavant?
Yes.
Commissioner Henry?
Yes.
Commissioner Hollander?
Yes.
Commissioner Skillern?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes. We do have a presentation today with from the Tennessee State Board of Education. Is that something Ms. Catanzaro or Ms. Vandergriffiths you're going to have? Okay. Ms. Justice is going to come to the podium with you.
Good morning. I'm Sharon Vandergriff, president of the Hamilton County Education Association. And I'm here this morning and so pleased to introduce to you Vernita Justice, who is a teacher at Howard Middle School. She has just been appointed in May? In the spring to be the teacher practitioner on the Tennessee State Board of Education. And that became law in about 2001. The first teacher practitioner was from Middle Tennessee. And the last one before Vernita came from West Tennessee. So we're very pleased to have Vernita representing East Tennessee, especially in Hamilton County. And I'm very pleased to say she is a member of the Hamilton County Education Association.
I have been working for 29 years in Hamilton County, and this is a great way to end my career with the appointment to the State Board of Education for Tennessee. It's a great honor. When I was first asked if I would be interested, I couldn't believe someone had noticed that I existed. But apparently so, someone noticed. They told me that several people would be recommended, and then the governor will call and tell the one that he would like to appoint. And, unbelievably, it was me. So, when the governor's office called the school, of course, the message passed through several colleagues before it came to me, and they were all wondering, what has she done now to be called by the governor's office? The State Board of Education is the governing and policy-making body for the Tennessee system of public elementary and secondary education. It works, touches all facets of education and accountability and evaluation to curriculum and teacher education. The State Board of Education staff members provide ongoing policy research, analysis of public education issues, including instruction, student assessment, and funding. All of us here want successful schools that turn out graduates who are well prepared to continue their education and succeed in their chosen careers. Teaching in a high-risk school, not only do I want to address issues facing my school, but also those concerns facing our school system and school systems in the 3rd Congressional District. I am inviting you to share your ideas, suggestions, and recommendations to improve our school system so that I may submit them to the State Board. I've never wanted to be a politician, nor do I care to be one now, but I am a strong advocate for all children. I believe deep in my heart that all children can learn and want to learn, given an environment conducive for learning. I am elated to have this opportunity to serve on the State Board of Education and for you allowing me to say these few words this morning. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Justice, and we're elated that you're going to be representing Hamilton County there, and thank you for your 29 years of service and helping to mold our young people for the future, and good luck to you, and
you.
Appreciate that. I know Mayor Ramsey, he's in South Carolina as well. He would certainly send on his congratulations as well.
Thank you,
Ms. Vandergriff and Ms. Catanzaro, for being here with us as well. Okay, we have 10:08:30 is our notary public. So are there any we need to add, Mr. Clark?
No additions
to this? Could you read that, please, Mr. Clark?
Resolution 10:08:30, a resolution to approve and accept applications for notary public positions, the oath of deputy county clerk, and the oath of deputy sheriff.
Make a motion we accept them.
Second. Got a motion by Commissioner Adams, seconded by Dr. Cassavant. Roll call.
Commissioner Adams?
Yes.
Dr. Cassavant?
Yes.
Commissioner Henry?
Yes.
Commissioner Hollander?
Yes.
Commissioner Skiller?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman Coppinger?
Yes. 10:08:30 passes. If you would, Mr. Clark, read 10:08:31B. B, please.
Resolution 10:08:31B, a resolution to rezone from A1 Agricultural District to C2 Local Business Commercial District, tract of land at 9716 East Brainerd Road.
Okay, this went to our zoning committee, and that was Chairman Hollander's committee.
Thank you, Mr. Clerk. The applicant called me late yesterday afternoon, the representative, and they had something come up, and they told me they would not be here, but I told them we had talked about this in committee. And I don't think there's any opposition or anyone with questions on this. One thing I do want to read into or put into our minutes this morning, at this particular piece of property, since 2005, our health department has had to go out there 5 times to ask them to clean up. I know that this will be a problem if we change it to C2, but their plans are to do away with the house, and the people that's living there now are going to be moving. The people that's bought it from them are building them another house, so I have no problem with all that. I just want it in the record that until this is done, if they keep trashing the house up, we do have the authority to send our health department out there to clean it up. But I make a motion we approve 10:08:31B.
Okay, we do have some discussion. We do have a motion by Commissioner Hollander, seconded by Commissioner Adams. I'll recognize Dr. Cassavant first.
This is a move to, I guess the word is upzone, a piece of property, I assume, in the unincorporated area. My question is, at what point will the property tax be adjusted so that instead of paying property tax on A1, it's going to be paying property tax on C2, local business commercial district.
On this, the way it is right now, the way that we've been doing this, when this house is tore down and the commercial business is put up there, then that's when it will start. I do know that we need, and I would have no problem, that I don't think we can do it on this one, Attorney Taylor, but I appreciate what Dr. Cassavant, where he's coming from, is so often we will rezone a piece of property from A1 to C2, and it may sit there for 3, 4, 5 years, and nothing's never done on it, and we do not, the property does not get changed. But on this particular one, Dr. Cassavant, I think it will be one. It's on a corner pretty much of a busy intersection. They got a drugstore plan going across the street. I don't think this one would be that way, but I would have to answer you that it would not change for getting more money out of it until the email is put on there. Attorney Taylor, I yield to you.
Thank you, Commissioner. I think I'm correct. Did I understand you say, Commissioner Hollander, that the property is about to be sold, or this is part of a transfer of the sale?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Well, generally, the assessor's office, if I'm correct, the assessor's office picks up on those conveyances and will then look at even what the consideration is shown on the deed. And so that triggered with this rezoning. I would imagine that the assessor's office would pick up on it relatively quickly. I don't know exactly how quick that is.
In a sale, I think you're correct.
Where and a building permit also.
Yeah, in the sale, you're correct, I think. Where we have the problem is if the individual that owns it's getting it changed, and they're just going to keep being there until somebody comes along. But this particular one, I think, is a little different, but that's right.
My point, of course, and Bill, you know we've talked about this before, and I knew the answer to my question before I ask it. But the value goes up right away. Mm-hmm. But the cost of carrier, the property tax, does not until something's done with the property. And I don't know why we as a commission cannot stipulate that the property tax reflect the new zoning when we zone these.
Can I put that in my motion, or do we have to change our handbook?
Commissioners, I think just if we just make it a part of you all's procedure that whenever you all rezone a piece of property, that we'll make sure that the assessor gets notice of it. As you all know, the tax bills have already gone out for this year, but we could just make that a part of the procedure. I don't know why it couldn't be done. Mr. Bennett might be able to tell me, but we could just notify the assessor's office that this property has just been rezoned by the commission, and please note accordingly, and so that they can flag it or tag it or whatever they want to do.
That might be something good that we could start doing is after we have cases like this,
yes,
send to the assessor's office, Mr. Bennett, and let them know what we've done. I'll yield to you.
I think that would be a good idea. Then they could make that determination. What we've been told by the assessor's office in the past, that the increase in the tax rate or going from a residential or an agricultural tax assessment to a commercial assessment is based on the actual use of the property. But we have also been told that sometimes it does depend on the location, that it may be 6 months or a year down the road before a commercial business is actually built. But if it's in an obvious commercial area, then I think they would go ahead and make that adjustment. But if it's a residential area surrounding it, it's not so much an obvious commercial area, then they would wait until there's an actual commercial building on the property.
Well, but my response to that is that encourages speculative zoning. And I think if you want your property designated commercial or manufacturing or whatever, you need to be willing to pay the property tax that goes with that. Of course, you still can speculative zone, but the cost of carry then increases.
Right.
And I just really think that if we can't direct the property assessor to do that, we ought to notify that that's our wish and get a report back, whether it happened or not.
We'll make that part of the procedure. My office or Mr. Bennett, somebody would notify the assessor that you all have taken action on things like this.
But can we make it mandatory?
Did he do something?
Mm-hmm.
No, sir.
So it goes in the form of a request, and then we can also ask for a report back.
Yes, sir.
I would like to do that if it's the will of the commission.
But Commissioner Cassavant's absolutely right. The moment that a property's zoning category is changed to commercial or industrial from agricultural, the actual and perceived value of that property does go up to that level. So there, the property owner is receiving an actual value by the rezoning of their property. So it's not unreasonable to have the rates adjusted at that point in time. I was just saying that I don't know that the assessor's office has always done that up to this point, but it would certainly be a reasonable thing to do so.
Okay. Chair recognizes Commissioner Henry.
Appreciate you bringing up that point, Dr. Cassavant. That was something that I was going to allude to because I think it does border on speculative zoning, and certainly not out in just particular district, but in any district, you can be faced with that problem with people speculating and, of course, the value increasing it with it going to commercial zoning. Commissioner Hollander, exactly where is this piece of property located, and where is it at on?
If you go to go East Brainerd Road to the four-way stop at Utawaringo Road, if you go straight, it's that immediate first piece of property on the right there where
on
that
the right,
first
just up from where Kenzie's mm-hmm. property is. Is it his property?
No, it's on the other side of the road. Okay. It's on the right-hand side of the road.
Okay.
It's that brick house. I think the people that live there, their last name is Sparks, if I'm not mistaken.
Chair recognizes Commissioner Skillern.
I would just want to say I was in agreement with Commissioner Cassavant. I think we have a lot of that, and people have commercial property that they pay agriculture rates on for years before they ever develop it. And I think once it becomes commercial property, it'll all be at 40% rather than 25%.
Thank you. Okay, we do have a motion on the floor and a second. Would you have roll call, please, Mr. Clark? Yeah.
Commissioner Adams?
Yes.
Commissioner Dr. Cassavant?
I'm voting yes with a... Okay. Yes.
Commissioner Henry?
Yes.
Commissioner Hollander?
Yes.
Mr. Skillern?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes. 10-08-31B passes. Dr. Cassavant asked if it was the will of the commission. Do you want to do that in the form of a motion, or do you just want to have the attorney report back to us?
My understanding that it would be a part of the unincorporated area, and we have obviously no jurisdiction, zoning, and municipalities, but that would be true for each item that came up zoning.
My understanding is that the sentiment of this commission is that you want the assessor to know about rezonings, especially when they upgrade the assessment, or should have an effect on the assessment by upgrading it, and so therefore we'll just make that a part of the procedure.
And a report back from the
assessor. Report back as to them acknowledging having received the notification and what they're going to do about it.
Would you work with the chairman to make sure that the commissioners that are in Greenville today are absent?
All of you get a copy of it.
Because they ought to know about it, too.
Sure. I'll make sure all of you get a copy of it.
Okay. And that will suffice if there's no objection from any other commissioner. Seeing none, the chair recognizes Barry Bennett.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that that our office will be happy to send a copy of the resolution and a map for every rezoning that occurs in the county to the assessor's office when we send our notices out to other county entities. We can do that every month.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, Mr. Clark, if you would you read 10-08-32A?
Resolution 10-08-32A, a resolution to rezone from R2A Rural Residential District and A1 Agricultural District to C2 Local Business Commercial District and R3MD Moderate Density Apartment Townhouse District, attractive land located at 7100 Hickson Pike.
And I do see the applicant, Mr. Rowland, here. This did go to the Zoning Committee as well, and Commissioner Hollander.
We'll let him give us his name and address for the record.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, fellow commissioners. My name is Phil Rowland. My address is 422 Magnolia Vale Drive, Chattanooga, Tennessee, 37419.
Do we have any opposition or questions on this? Seeing none, we have talked to folks up that way, and I make a motion that we grant 32A.
Second.
Okay, we got a motion by Commissioner Hollander, a second by Commissioner Adams. Got discussion. Dr. Casavant.
I would just say ditto on this piece of property here.
Okay. Any further questions?
The applicant understands the discussion.
And I agree with that.
Thank you.
So you're prepared to pay the commercial taxes, right?
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Ms. Clark, if you would, roll call, please.
Commissioner Adams?
Yes.
Dr. Casavant?
Yes.
Commissioner Henry?
Yes.
Commissioner Hollander?
Yes.
Commissioner Skiller?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, 1008 32A passes. We thank you for being
thank
here.
Thank you for your support.
Thank you for being here. Mr. Clark, if you would you read 1008 33B? Is that correct, Mr.
B.
B. And Mr. Chairman, if you would, and Mr. Clark, if you don't mind, because of some folks that's here, I know it'll take a moment, but would you mind reading into the record that complete resolution?
Resolution 1008 33B, a resolution amending the Hamilton County zoning regulations to provide regulations for outdoor shooting ranges. Whereas there is a proposal to amend the Hamilton County zoning regulations to provide regulations for outdoor shooting ranges, and said planning after hearing recommended that this petition be approved, and whereas notice has been published in a newspaper in general circulation in Hamilton County, that the County Commission will hold a public hearing on March 19, 2008, at which time action was deferred concerning the passage of this resolution as required by law. Now, therefore, be it resolved by this county legislative body in session assembled that the zoning regulations of Hamilton County be amended as follows: that Article 2, Section 101 definitions be amended by adding the following definition in alphabetical order: shooting range outdoor, the use of land for archery and or the discharging of firearms for the purposes of target practice, skeet and trap shooting, mock war games, temporary competitions such as turkey shoots or training facilities, non-governmental operated, whether private membership only or commercial basis. Excluded from this use type shall be general hunting and unstructured and non-reoccurring discharging of firearms on private property with the property owner's permission. That Article 4, Agricultural District, Section 101C, additional uses allowed with permit be amended by adding the following. 16, outdoor shooting range operations may be permitted by a special permit subject to guidelines set out in Article 6. Special permits by the Hamilton County Board of Commissioners after a public hearing by the Chattanooga-Hamilton County Regional Planning Commission. That Article 6 special permits be amended by adding the following: 800 outdoor shooting ranges, so that the county Chattanooga-Hamilton County Regional Planning Commission may evaluate the effect of the proposed use and its effects on the surrounding area and public health and welfare. The applicant shall submit a site plan showing the following information: property lines and the location of target facilities with an explanation of their uses within the tract. Number two, location of vehicular entrance and exit points. Number three, location and size of all parking areas. Number four, location of sanitary facilities approved by the Hamilton County Health Department. Number five, location of an earthen berm which must be provided as a backstop to aid the control of firearm discharge. B, location of the facility on the property shall not be in proximity to any adjacent existing residential uses so as to be considered a nuisance due to the noise or safety hazard. And C, the special permit may be revoked by the Hamilton County Mayor, Hamilton County Board of Commissioners, Hamilton County Health Department, or Hamilton County Sheriff where it appears that the use, its method of operation, or effect is seriously detrimental to the safety and welfare of the surrounding area. Be it further resolved that this resolution take effect from and after its passage, the public welfare requiring it.
Thank you, Mr. Clark. This went to the zoning as well. This is Commissioner Hollander.
Yes, thank you. We've had a lot of discussion on this. We have a lot of people here today on this. And I'm going to make a motion that we approve 1008-33B, and I do know that Commissioner Skilling wants to make comments, but I'll make that as a motion.
Second the motion.
Okay, we've got a motion by Commissioner Hollander, seconded by Commissioner Skillern. Chair recognizes Commissioner Skillern.
This is something that came up before this commission when I was chairman of the committee, and it was put off because there was a lawsuit in the courts at that time, and Hamilton County government was part of that lawsuit. They have not been a ruling on it yet, but the lawsuit is over. The trial is over. And so we thought it was appropriate to bring it back up this time. This was brought to us by the Planning Commission when March 11th or something of that nature. This more or less covering some area that Mr. Bennett felt that we did not have covered. Is that not right, Mr. Bennett?
Yes.
And so there are no, at this time, there are no applicants before Hamilton County Commission or the Planning Commission. Is that correct?
That's correct. The only thing that that is in process, or I should say was in process at this point, is that the owners of the Montlake shooting facility had applied for a conditional permit from the Board of Zoning Appeals, but approval of this resolution immediately and effectively takes that authority away from the board and brings it to this body. So the county's building department will need to notify the parties involved in that situation that it will no longer be coming back before the Board of Zoning Appeals. They had deferred action at their last meeting depending the opinion of the judge. And but with this adoption by this body, they will have to make application through our office to go to the Planning Commission for public hearing and recommendation, and then back to this body for final action.
Thank you. That's all I have. And one other explanation, the difference between A and B is the County Commission has been added to B instead. It was not in A.
Good. Chair recognizes Dr. Cassavant.
I realize this applies to outdoor shooting ranges, and I'm certainly for the resolution, but Barry, maybe you can help me with this, or maybe I should ask the sheriff or the county attorney. I live near the River Canyon, and either from Canyon Road or Sub Creek or both, sometimes it sounds like a shooting range down there, and the weapons sound pretty large. What is the law, if there is one, on discharging firearms in the unincorporated area?
It's actually not illegal to discharge a firearm on private property. It's always been that way in unincorporated county, and it's my understanding from the city attorney's office that it is no longer illegal to do so within the corporate boundaries of the city of Chattanooga. I'm not sure about the other municipalities in Hamilton County. But the laws that would prevail in a situation like that, you know, that doesn't mean you're free just to go out in your backyard, you know, shooting at random. It may not be illegal per se, but if you're doing something that is creating a nuisance because of noise to adjoining properties or certainly a safety hazard, then there are other laws which prevail in that situation and penalties could be imposed.
Thank you.
All right, Mr. Clerk. Seeing no more discussion, could you roll call on third? I'm sorry, it's 10:08:33B.
Commissioner Adams?
Yes.
Dr. Cassavant?
Yes.
Commissioner Henry?
Yes.
Commissioner Hollander?
Yes.
Commissioner Skillern?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman Coppinger?
Yes. The motion does pass, and we want to thank all of you that are here with us today for coming out and supporting your side of the issue. Thank you. Okay, commissioners, you have before you the reports. Is there any discussion about any of these reports? Seeing none, we will move forward. 10:08:34, there was a request to defer that from Commissioner Brooks, who's not here right now. Is there, what's the wish of the...
I make a motion, we defer it.
Okay.
Three members out.
Second. Okay, we got a motion by Commissioner Adams and a second by Commissioner Henry to defer can we defer this until our next meeting? We're going to recess.
Yes, sir. That would be your privilege. I didn't know whether if he's going to be here, you want to put it to the heels
well,
of the
of
agenda.
Two of them are out. Two of them are out. They're on that trip to Virginia. I mean,
Commissioner Beck Great. And Dr. Mackey are it's their district.
So you have a date certain?
2 weeks.
Well, we'll recess this meeting, and I'm thinking if it's the will of the commission to do it on, which is going to be the Tuesday the 28th, will be our next meeting.
Okay. So the motion is to defer it to the 28th.
To the 28th. Is there any discussion about anything? Okay. Seeing none, it'll defer to the 28th if you'll have roll call.
Commissioner Adams made
Commissioner
the motion.
Commissioner Adams, second was Commissioner Henry. I'm sorry.
Commissioner Adams?
Yes.
Dr. Gasvant?
Yes.
Commissioner Henry?
Yes.
Commissioner Hollander?
Yes.
Commissioner Schiller?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes. The motion to defer 10-08-34 passes. Okay, at this time, Mr. Clark, would you read 10-08-35, please?
Resolution 10-08-35, a resolution confirming the reappointment by the county mayor of one member to the Chattanooga-Hamilton County Hospital Authority Board of Trustees for a term ending October 31st, 2011. This resolution reappoints Dan Quarles.
What's the will of the committee, the board?
Second.
Got a motion by Dr. Cassavant, seconded by Commissioner Henry. Roll call.
Commissioner Adams?
Yes.
Dr. Cassavant?
Yes.
Commissioner Henry?
Yes.
Commissioner Hollander?
Yes.
Commissioner Schiller?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman Coppinger?
Yes. 10-08-35 passes. Mr. Clark, could you read 10-08-36, please?
Resolution 10-08-36, a resolution accepting the bids of CDS Furniture Incorporated, Duplicator Supply Company Incorporated, Misco Contract Sales, Ernie Morris Enterprises Incorporated, NOI Corporate, Connection Office Coordinators Incorporated, School Specialty, and 10 Ed Products for contract pricing beginning October 15, 2008 through June 30, 2009 for school furnishings for Hickson Middle School and any additional schools needing furniture for the Hamilton County Department of Education and authorize the county mayor to sign any contracts necessary to implement this resolution.
To our Finance Committee, Commissioner Adams.
Mr. Chairman, we had a unanimous decision on this, and I move for the passage of the Resolution 36. This is for Hickson Middle School. You wanted that done, didn't you?
Absolutely. Okay, we got a motion by Commissioner Adams, and we got a second by Commissioner Henry. Roll call, Mr. Clark.
Commissioner Adams?
Yes.
Dr. Cassavant?
Yes.
Commissioner Henry?
Yes.
Commissioner Hollander?
Yes.
Commissioner Schiller?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes. 10-08-36 passes. Mr. Clark, would you read 10-08-37, please?
Resolution 10-08-37, a resolution approving a software update and support contract for CityWorks from Azteca Systems Incorporated for 1 year beginning November 11, 2008 through November 11, 2009 for the Geographic Information Systems Department amounting to $18,750 and authorizing the county mayor to sign any contracts necessary to implement this resolution.
Thank you, Mr. Clerk. This went to our Finance Committee. Commissioner Adams.
We had a unanimous decision on this, and I move for the passage of Resolution 37.
We have a second?
Second.
Okay, we got a motion by Commissioner Adams, second by Dr. Cassavant. Roll call, Mr. Clark.
Commissioner Adams?
Yes.
Dr. Cassavant?
Yes.
Commissioner Henry?
Yes.
Commissioner Hollander?
Yes.
Commissioner Schiller?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes. 10-08-37 passes. Mr. Clark, if you would, could you read 10-08-38, 39, and 40, please?
Resolution 10-08-38, a resolution authorizing the county mayor on behalf of Hamilton County, Tennessee, the Health Services Division, operating as the Chattanooga-Hamilton County Health Department, to sign an endowment grant contract with the Tennessee Department of Health to provide health care safety net primary care services in Hamilton County for the time period July 1st, 2008 through June 30th, 2009, an amount of $139,700. Resolution 10-08-39, a resolution authorizing the county mayor on behalf of Hamilton County, Tennessee, the Health Services Division, operating as the Chattanooga-Hamilton County Health Department, enter into and execute a continuation contract for $1,134,300 with the Tennessee Department of Health for the provision of WIC, or Women, Infants, and Children Services, for the time period October 1st, 2008 to September 30th, 2009. And Resolution 10-08-40, a resolution authorizing the county mayor to sign a continuation contract between Hamilton County, Tennessee, the Health Services Division, operating as the Chattanooga-Hamilton County Health Department, and Southside Dodson Avenue Community Health Centers for radiology services in an amount not to exceed $6,500 per year.
Thank you, Ms. Clerk. These three items went to Finance Committee, to Commissioner Adams.
Yes, sir. We heard all these, and they're budgeted. Part of them is the Tennessee State contract, and I move for approval of all three resolutions.
Second. Got a motion by Commissioner Adams, seconded by Commissioner Henry. Roll call, Mr. Clerk.
Commissioner Adams?
Yes.
Dr. Cassavant?
Yes.
Commissioner Henry?
Yes.
Commissioner Hollander?
Yes.
Commissioner Skillen?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman Covinger?
Yes. 1008, 38, 39, and 40 pass. Mr. Clerk, could you read 1008, 41, please?
Resolution 1008-41, a resolution accepting the bid of Moss Motor Company Incorporated for one 4x4 utility vehicle amounting to $25,919.40 for emergency services, and authorizing the county mayor to sign any contracts necessary to implement this resolution.
Thank you, Mr. Clerk. That went to our Finance Committee. Commissioner Adams.
Chairman, this is replacing a vehicle with 144,000 miles. This is the lowest bid. I move for the passage of this resolution.
Got a motion by Commissioner Adams, seconded by Dr. Cassavant. Seeing no discussion, roll call, Mr. Clerk.
Commissioner Adams?
Yes.
Dr. Cassavant?
Yes.
Commissioner Henry?
Yes.
Commissioner Hollander?
Yes.
Commissioner Skiller?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes. 1008-41 passes. Mr. Clerk, could you read 1008-42, please?
Resolution 1008-42, a resolution accepting the proposal of Robinson Iron Corporation for the Fireman's Fountain and Statue Restoration amounting to $75,900 for the Recreation Department, and authorizing the county mayor to sign any contracts necessary to implement this resolution.
Thank you, Mr. Clerk. This went to our Finance Committee. Commissioner Adams?
Yes, sir, and I think anyone that looks out there at that fountain will understand we need to fix it. I went out there and looked at it the other day, so I move for the passage of this resolution. $75,000 will be the... And I don't. Anybody here remember when that was put up?
I wasn't here, but it was in the late 1800s.
All right, okay. It's time to fix it.
Okay, we got a motion by Commissioner Adams. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Henry. Any discussion? Roll call.
Commissioner Adams?
Yes.
Dr. Cassavant?
Yes.
Commissioner Henry?
Yes.
Commissioner Hollander?
Yes.
Commissioner Skiller?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman Covinger?
Yes. 1008-42 passes. Mr. Clerk, if you would, could you read 1008-43, please?
Resolution 1008-43, a resolution accepting the bid of Smith Turf and Irrigation for one 72-inch cut mower with sidewinder amounting to $25,347 for the Recreation Department, and authorizing the county mayor to sign any contracts necessary to implement this resolution.
Thank you, Mr. Clerk. This went to the Finance Committee. Commissioner Adams?
I'll move for the approval of this resolution. I hope I get a second.
I give you a second.
Okay. We got a motion by Commissioner Adams, seconded by Dr. Cassavant. Any discussion? Seeing none, roll call, please.
Commissioner Adams?
Yes.
Dr. Cassavant?
Yes.
Commissioner Henry?
Yes.
Commissioner Hollander?
Yes.
Commissioner Skiller?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman Covington?
Yes. 1008-43 does pass.
That's a lawnmower I'm buying for East Ridge High School.
Is that a riding lawnmower?
I don't want to go into the details about the air conditioning.
Okay. Now it's time for our announcements. We'll start with Commissioner Skiller.
Yes. I don't know whether I need to vote on this, but I'd like to get consensus that this commission write a letter to a future commissioner that in 5 to 8 years from now, when they're ready to buy furniture for East Ridge Elementary, that they go ahead and do that. This
5 years. East Ridge, he's talking about my new school. I did write Dr. Skill a letter this week and told him that it's been 16 months since we voted for the money, and we've already picked the architect, and we're still talking, and I hope there's some action on that new school.
Anything further, Commissioner?
No.
Commissioner Hollander?
Everything's fine from 10944 London Lane in Apson, where I have lived for the last 62 years. And did have our place surveyed recently, and we are in Tennessee. So appreciate being here today.
Good to have you. Dr. Cassavant? Commissioner Henry?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Our Security and Corrections Committee, and what we've got other committee that's here today, or any other commissioners that would like to meet with us, will meet just right after the commission meeting. And one thing I would like to make mention, we will open, get an advertisement in at the end of this week to reopen the review process for our magistrates.
All right, sir.
Have we decided what we're advertising for exactly yet?
Whether not it's gonna, exactly. We're going to
okay. Is that what the meeting's going to be about? Whether it's okay. All right, sir. Thank you, Commissioner.
I would like to tell Commissioner Holland that I wrote a letter to Channel 3 chastising them. And anybody would send that young reporter out there, the bonehead news director at Channel 3 is one to send her out there. And that was the worst story I've seen in recent years from a television.
I didn't know they had
unprofessional, unethical.
I'll be honest with you, I did not know. They called me and asked me if I had any advice or opinion of if someone came to the election commission to how they would know they lived where they said they did. And I said, well, check where they're registered to vote, where they live, and maybe look at their driver's license. And they said, can I come out and interview you? I thought they were coming out to ask me that. Well, they did, but when they turned the camera off, they said, you sure have got some nice rental houses over there at a certain place. And I said, have you been over there? And they said, yeah. And they said, your tenant sure do like you. And I said, you interviewed my tenant?
Yeah.
But I don't know where they was going with it, but at least they left eight of their...
I lived in one of them little houses.
Well, one good thing about it, eight other of you got left alone on that story.
Well, one thing about the news director, though, if he had anything on the ball, he would have looked at where you've been living for 60 years and sent her out there and let you come to the door. Instead of going to a rental house, the lady said... She asked that lady, is Commissioner Holder here? And she said, no, he's my landlord. It was a story on Channel 3. They start off the news saying, you know, we've had a lot of discussion about Marty Rutherford living in her district. And so we decided to find out if other commissioners is living out of their district. And I thought maybe, they've caught somebody. And here they come on interviewing people over there in Hulner's rental house.
Oh,
and the news director's one that tells those young girls what to do. She wouldn't have known to do that. But if he'd had anything on the ball, he'd have just said, well, Commissioner Hulner's been living in the same house 60 years. He's born over there. And why didn't he just send a reporter to your house, is what I'm saying, and let you come to the door? I mean, that would have been the story.
I think it bothered other people more than it bothered me, but I'm okay.
Anything further, Commissioner?
That's all. That's
okay, thank you. Attorney
Taylor. No, I didn't even know it. So. I didn't know about it.
Okay. I would like to remind people that it's actually today that there's a blood drive that's occurring, and that's at Walnut and 7th, East 7th Street out here for any commissioner that would like to donate blood. Also... would like to remind you that our next meeting, we will recess this meeting here after we hear from any delegation, but it will be on Tuesday, October the 28th. That's Tuesday, October the 28th. It's unusual for us to meet on Tuesday.
But that's a recess and an agenda meeting.
Right. It'll be a recess and an agenda meeting. Thank you for reminding me of that, Mr. Clark. Any comments about that? Okay. So, is there any delegations that wish to come before this commission today?
21?
Okay, seeing none, we will stand in recess until Tuesday, October the 28th, 2008.
Are we going to start our security committee meeting in the conference room immediately after this?
Right.
Glad to have you, Mr. Hilton. What's out there?